Chapter 1. New York. I hung on the edge of the fence, my cleats digging into the wood, my eyes glued to the field, on Danny Cattoli's face. An ump who should, given that last call, hang up his whistle. "Come on, ump," I yelled. "Quit squeezing the plate." He ignored me, his hand on Hank's shoulder, their own discussion of sorts unfolding on home plate. I glanced at my dad, who leaned right and spat, his shoe stubbing at the pitcher's mound. We were down by 3, top of the 9th. Fucked, in nice lady terms, especially with the bats we were swinging tonight. I rested my chin on the ledge, closing my eyes briefly, sucking in the sounds, the atmosphere. Even on a losing night, it was magic, especially here in Yankee Stadium, the greatest place in the world. It wasn't the old stadium, didn't have the history of the greats, but it was still incredible, even more so in ways. Our life inside the dugout had certainly improved in the new digs. But on this April night, 10 games into the season, a cool breeze blowing, the scent of grass and dirt competing with peanuts and beer, music thumping in tune with the stomp of fans, and the entire stadium on its feet, defending our play. There was nothing like it. Especially not from this spot. Eye level with the field, the shift of the world's finest players behind me, the greatest stage in the nation before me. I opened my eyes and found Dad's on me. He winked, and I smiled, rubbed underneath my nose, and he did the same. Our sign, solemnly decided upon one night a decade ago. To a 7-year-old girl, it had meant everything. To me, now, it was just another piece of our connection. One strand of 1,000. "Hey, Ty." I didn't turn my head. Franklin's voice coming from the bench. "What?" "Grab my inhaler." "On it." I pushed away from the rail, my eyes on the mound, the game back in play. My dad winding up. I turned, knowing before I even heard the smack that it was a strike. 2-seam fastball, and there wasn't a better executioner in the game. I left the stage and pushed through the swinging door, my sneakers slapping against the floor, my fingers trailing along the wall until I picked up enough speed and jogged, my fists swinging at my side, my chin nodding to a manager who passed, the entrance to the locker room ahead. I pushed through the door without hesitation, beelining for Franklin's locker, my hands quick as I reached into his bin and found his inhaler. Franklin's inhaler. Mount's dip, Henderson's knee brace. Someone always needed something. In the game that must go on, the player's minor needs are often crucial to our success. I heard the cheer of the crowd and quickened my return, my push on the dugout door in tandem with my toss of the inhaler, caught easily by the man.
"Struck out. Ramirez is up."
Franklin updated without my asking, my glance at the scoreboard confirming. The opponent's first base coach looked my way and smirked, his eyes skating down my front. I smiled, giving him a front row view of my middle finger, the crack of a bat distracting us both, and I watched the ball soar high and left, a foul. I stared at Dad and willed another out to happen. One out. Then we just needed the big man upstairs to hand out a 4-run miracle.